Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Owendale-Gagetown School District wants to expand its offerings for students, but need a little help in order to do that. Because the district wants to restart its art department during the 2026 through 2027 academic year, they are asking the public to help out by donating art supplies. The district is accepting donations of new and partly used arts and crafts supplies. For more information or to arrange a drop-off of supplies, call the district directly at 1-989-678-4141. And another news for today. Besides the many recreation offerings that are currently available in the city of Caseville, there is now a new one for people to enjoy. For several years, there's been an effort to develop an area to launch kayaks and canoes in the area, but none of them have worked out until now. A launch area for those kinds of watercrafts has been redesigned and installed at Point Park near the breakwall. Because of wave action in previous years, the original kayak and canoe launch did not hold up, but the newly designed one is sturdier. Point Park, which is located just off of M25, has Americans with Disability Act access, along with a waterfront view of Lake Huron. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
A wildfire can easily destroy whole homes and neighborhoods. If your community is affected by wildfires, contractors may approach you with incredible promises about how they can help. However, what seems too good likely is. Dishonest contractors may be hoping to take advantage of your situation without doing any work at all. Don't fall victim to contractor fraud. Check references, get estimates from three professionals, and turn away any contractors you did not contact. If you suspect fraud, call 800-TEL-NICB, a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Huron County Planning Commission changed a key point on green energy development in the county during their meeting on Wednesday night. The Planning Commission voted to make a major change in the county's utility-scale solar energy facility and battery energy storage system ordinances, which they had recommended. The commission cut the number of acres that could be used for green energy by nearly half. They approved decreasing the number of acres from 15,000 acres down to 9,000 acres. The amount of acreage for green energy development has been a hot topic of controversy at Planning Commission meetings, and especially at the Huron County Board of Commissioners meetings. Besides the uncertainness of whether or not damaged solar panels could cause environmental issues, as well as concerns about battery storage centers' use of resources and the batteries that they use being a possible environmental hazard, residents were also concerned about the amount of prime farmland being taken out of production. And in other news for today, at approximately 5:30 p.m. today, Thursday, June the 25th, a call came through the scanners for a single vehicle rollover crash on Sebwing and Gettle Roads in Huron County. At 5:39, Sebwing Fire was called to the scene as well. On the scene were Sebwing Fire, the Sebwing Police Department, the Huron County Sheriff's Office, and Sure EMS. The victim of the crash was transported by Sure EMS to a local hospital with injuries unknown at this time. At 5:56 p.m., DJ Towing was called to tow away the Ford F-150. As more details on this story become available, we will continue to keep you updated. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Thursday, June the 25th of 2026. Joshua J. Morrison, age 39, from Shelbyville, Indiana, passed away on June the 22nd of 2026. Funeral arrangements are being handled by the Cremation Society of Mid-Michigan. To sign the online guestbook, you can visit cremationsocietymidmi.com. Arrangements were made, again, through the Cremation Society of Mid-Michigan. And for a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.